פוגע עבירה. הרהור עבירה קשה מעבירה. And this comes the חומה. Yes, a person when he has bread to eat, even if he doesn't eat yet, he's satisfied. He knows that he can eat any time he wants. But if he doesn't have it, he's hungry. He gets hungrier yet. They said the people during the time that there's shortage of food, they're hungrier from the time that there's plenty. When there's plenty, they don't have the desire to eat. When they're hungry, they have a stronger desire for eating. This is same thing with question of marriage. Then we come and say, Isha brings shalom. V'yadata ki shalom aholecha. Pasuk also again, Nevi'im. Whether it's a oil, your home, with a wife, there is a shalom. Because the Torah called her Ezer also. What do I say about Ezer? I said, lo, Ezer kenegdo. And she is mechaperet lo avonotab. We said at the beginning. Mahalat bat Ishmael. I said, dam ber pesukim, v'yafek ratzo mehashem sh'avonotab mitpakekim. That nemhalim lo avonotab. There is a statement in Gemara. 40 yom kodem yetzirat habalid. Bat kol yotzet machrezet ve'omeret. Bat peloni lefloni. 40 days before he is already formed, yetzirat habalid, not birth, already there is an announcement, there is bat kol announcing that this one, he will have bat peloni for him, the daughter of so-and-so. If he deserves it, he gets her. Sometimes he doesn't deserve it. Someone else, he grabs it away from him. Person should see to it that he won't lose his partner in life. The Zohar goes very, very elaborating about this. How? And the Zohar said, yes, it could happen. Even though they declared this one for this one, it would be taken away from him. Mi ya'amod v'sod Hashem. The Nabi said, who can know the secrets of Hashem? What can happen? Then a person has to know that he should behave properly in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring him that one that prepared for him. It's up to him.
Like a seven Leah?
Yeah.
Like a seven Leah? Like they were destined, so Yaakov...
Could be, yes. Was taken away from him. People were saying, HaGedolah LaGedol, HaKetana LaKetan. She deserved to be in the hand of the Tzaddik instead of the Rasha. Because she was very good. Then we come.
What does it say, Rabbi?
There is one mistake in the mind of people. Huh?
Why does it say bat peloni to peloni?
Why not pelonit?
Bat peloni to ben peloni.
Very good.
Why doesn't it say that?
Very good question. It shows you that the right way is a person should get married to one who is younger than him. Yeah. That's proper. I don't want to say has b'shalom what the Goyim say, but it is proper. Goyim said that. There is a French writer who said, always, if a person at the age of marriage, he should take half of his life and plus seven. They don't talk about old men or very little child. Usually people get married between 20, 30. If he's 20, half is 10. Plus 7, 17.
If he's 30, 22.
Think about it, yeah. They tell you, that's the French writer for it. And imagine, the Torah tells you also, the proper thing. A person, that's why the Gemara said, lo yisa yeled zekena, lo yisa zaken yelda. It looks like, chas v'shalom, something wrong. I don't want to say the word. They call it that anyanim shel, the wrong things what they do, to go to outside looks like. Zaken that takes Yalda. Okay. A Yelet takes Zakena. Everyone should take the proper one. The Sheder Ne'ar Alacha. If a person can have Isha Bat Banim that can have children, he should take the one that can have children. Unless he already did Mitzvah Per Yav Rebiyah already. He is relieved. He can take even Isha She'ena Re'uya Laledet. But a person doesn't have children yet, he should not take one that cannot have children. Therefore, we'll take a yelled zekena, one young man will take zekena. What is it? Because she has money? Or she, who knows? For what reason? That's what they tell you. To have the proper marriage because it brings more happiness later on. Otherwise, there's no happiness. Still, he will have. What they say, the Gemara said, Asur la Adam le Kadesh Isha, Achir Enna. He cannot marry a woman unless he sees her. What? Usually they tell her not to look at a woman. What is it? It will be Meharher, will be. No, but to get married, if the intention for getting married, you are going to get married, first look at her, because maybe you'll say, oh, I was misled. I thought she's nice looking, and I didn't see her. And after, now I realize she's ugly. It's a mistake. And that's why he has to see her first. And when and what, I'll come to talk about it. After he sees her, then he should marry her, to know that what he is taking really to his taste. I don't know. He will, maybe you are not expert, you take the expert to know. Our rabbi said, every time a Hakam that goes to get married, he should take Amaris with him. The Hakam doesn't understand too much about beauty. This is Asur le Kadesh Isha Achirena. Now, the minor people, they hear something said, Mitzvat Priya Priya is for the man, not for the woman. In a way is right, in a way is wrong. It's Mitzvah that the man will have children. The woman, she doesn't have the Mitzvah to have children, but she has the Mitzvah to get married. She has double duty, one, to help men do the mitzvah. That's why God created her for. He has certain duties. She, her duty is to help the men. That's why God created her for. Secondly, there is a pasuk, even though you have children, God doesn't want you to stay without a woman. Now, even though she is free from having children, but she has to be married. Otherwise, she'll become all averot come to her. This is what the reason the mind of people, the wrong things. That it's true, it's written, Havat priya v'ribya ala ish, lo ala isha, but havat nisuin, ala ish v'ala isha. Both. This is the wrong concept in the mind of many, many people. Why do I say this? Sometimes there's an argument between man and woman. Then what do you want from me? I'm not obligated, you are. So how is he going to fulfill his obligation? This is, that means she has to help him to fulfill his obligation. Unless he is free from having children. Sometimes a man is free from having children. When is that?
He had already.
Or that he had, or Hashka Nafsho Torah. Person, his mind is occupied all the time in Torah. Then he doesn't have to have children, does he? No. I said that once already. I've heard it from me. That this question was asked already in public. And this is a good question. You're right. But the answer also, if you follow the answer that I give, then you are absolutely, you have everything, nothing to worry about you. But provided you do exactly the way I answer. You remember it? You follow my answer, finish. There is no question over there. Now, I remember that most of you heard what I said about it. This is. It's a duty of a man to see that you'll marry his children, the sons, the daughters. But the question sometimes comes to me. People ask me, Rabbi, we heard from you that we must give Maaser. Maaser from not only crop in this field, but also from income, money. You make an income of 10,000, 1,000 has to go to charity. You make 20,000, 2,000 goes to charity. A person must separate that money for tzedakah. What tzedakah? That's by itself, we'll talk another time. Maaser kesefim, a special, mainly, above all, to go to תלמידי חכמים שעוסקים בתורה, support of yeshivot and so on. Now, this is my sex. They come people, they ask, Rabbi, I have to marry my daughter. And it's very difficult for me to spend on her marriage, especially a daughter more than a son. They have different kind of expenses. Comes the trousseau, or what they call the Nidunya, comes all expenses of a wedding. It's a big money. Can I use my Maaser Kesefim because I have a difficult time to meet with the expenses? But if you have a difficult time, you can use Maaser Kesefim for that. This is for the children marriage. You can use the Maaser Kesefim for that. This is one of the very important thing is that when you are in difficult time, there's no question. But if you have plenty extra, why should you Maaser Kesefim? Use it for tzedakah, use other money for marrying the children. We're talking when a person has a difficult time, say, can I use my Maaser for that? I'll tell you definitely you could. No question about it. Not only that, if there is yitomim, they go to the people of the city, you know, this they can't get married. Take from the money of tzedakah, give those people the expense of their wedding. That is the mitzvah that they call achnasat kala. There is more than that. They ask many times, okay, Rabbi, I take the Maaser Kesefim, I use, but can I use Maaser Kesefim also for other things that they make them happy? I bring musician, I bring that. Yes, there is mitzvah, very big mitzvah, mesameh hatan vekala. Take from Maaser Kesefim. If you don't have money, different money, you take the Maaser Kesefim and use for that. That means it's mitzvah, mesameh hatan vekala is so great. You use even the money of the Maaser for it. Don't be surprised. We come, we talk about but provided that this simcha is done properly, not properly, as I told you. I scrambled here certain Rashi Perakim, it is Rashi Tevot over here. And not only that, some people, they are from dignified family. Some people, more respectable. They're embarrassing if they don't do this, they don't do that, according to the people. I'm not saying overdoing. Overdoing also is no good. Throwing money, we don't talk about. But I'm talking about what's necessary to be done. Today we're living in a time that people just, if they don't throw money, they don't feel happy. they throw money, that's a putting a show. But if you do the money that you spend because really what needs to be done, it's okay. As I said, they want to buy a suit for the child, they have to go to Lesto. Well, the same suit that you buy over here for 10, you buy it for 1 somewhere else. The same one, same manufacturer, the same make. Doesn't make sense. I don't know how come that our people can be so lost with their mind to go to spend this money. There's no reason for it. Okay, the person, I don't know who is that man or woman, let's say they became millionaires. Why? Because Syrian people. They can't be millionaire with the Ashkenazim, only the Syrian people. They can open another store and deal also, everywhere, because people are throwing their money. Why not? If you throw, why shouldn't they catch it? That's what they want. This is what we say. There is even more than that. If a person comes to be Mesameach at HaNekudah, or they give them money to help them to make the wedding, that's what comes Be'atzneya Alechet Meloecha. To do it not by publicity, B'tzina'ah. I said before, but you do mitzvah, doesn't have to be publicized. Do it between you and God. God knows. There are some people that give tzedakah. They don't give it tzedakah in front of people. Some they want to give it more in front. Sometimes you have to give, to encourage others to give. But sometimes they just put it, they are giving. Some people, they're giving and place it. That's near. Baseter, matan baseter ich be'af, they say. It's more important. But up to the case, what is the individual? Sometimes a person, there are people, they give big money. But they don't let people know. They come even small money, they don't give it. They don't feel they want to give it in front of others. This is up to the individuals. That is what called the atzneya. Only God knows if you do l'shem shamayim or not. That is b'yad el de'ot. Ki el de'ot Hashem. Gedola de'a shenitena ben shete shemot. What do you call de'a ben shete shemot? God knows the mind of everyone. Da'at Adam is b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's surrounded. Earlier, God knows exactly, it's closed book, what there is in the mind of a person. He gives or doesn't give. But to give in publicity sometimes brings embarrassment to the others. This is Atzneya Lechet Ameloecha. Our rabbi has permitted us, if he has a Sefer Torah, isn't that a big mitzvah? Torah said you must own Sefer Torah. And if you don't have it, you sell it, you lose the mitzvah, and you have to have again the mitzvah of owning the Sefer Torah. You have to struggle to have another Sefer Torah in order to fulfill the mitzvah. And say, oh, but if a person has Sefer Torah and he has to get married, or marry his daughter, marry his son, he can sell the Sefer Torah and marry your daughter, marry your son. From my cousin, you tell them if you have to build a mikveh in synagogue, you build a mikveh first. If you have to have Sefer Torah or you have to marry your child, marry your child first. Before owning Sefer Torah. So the people will go to the Sefer Torah. There is. Today already they are asking for very, very good Sefer Torah, already reached already the amount of 50 recently. Now in the last few weeks, I hear already a number of people bought for 50. Good Sefer Torah, but 50? Who are they? The best one just a couple of years ago was 30. Another 1,000. Another two. All of a sudden, jumped to 50. That's a Sefer Torah. For the case. And make the celebration. They'll go to 100,000. They come to marry their child. They have problems. with the money for marrying the children. This is more important. That's what we say. A person understands what comes first. Even among the children, you have a boy to get married a daughter. The daughter comes first, but the person said, the daughter, she's younger. But you have to protect the girl before you protect the son. It's important. If there is a kapasha tzedakah, there is a boy to get married and a girl, the Gemara said, they should go ahead with the girl to marry her first. The more worry there is about the girl, what would happen to her. That means, that's called mitzvah kedima, what comes first. And they showed us how important it is. Some people, they ask me, Rabbi, at what age a person should get married? In the Gemara, at the beginning, they were saying, young, teenage, and the best from 13 on. Today they advise you, no, 13 is no good. The book said, today in the life we live today, 13 is already, doesn't seem to be good. They said, they tell us, Ben Shmona, Mishnah said, Ben Shmona, Shmona said, Chupa. He wants Ba'isra, Shetra, but not too young. And at the same time, they say, if a person will come 20, he has to be married. Ad 20 Shana, Yoshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Umtzapeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waiting for him. From 18 to 20, he's waiting anxiously to see this man married. 20 Shana, God is very mad at this person. But he is excluded from the madness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he is busy in learning. If he is busy, they give him a chance, 22. 24, the most, they say. If he is married, if he's really busy with his learning, otherwise it will disturb his learning, give him a chance till 24. Depends what the case is. If a person himself, he knows himself well better than anybody else. He is, even when going to learn, he is very, very disturbed. Very disturbed. And he is anxious to have Priya Vrivya and let him stop from learning and go. Otherwise, if it doesn't disturb you too much, there isn't the Gemara, Mahloket, between Rabbi Hanan and Shmuel. They asked them, what should a person do? Get married first or learn Torah? You can do both. To get married and learn. Should he then sacrifice the Torah for getting married? Because he will have to go to look for a livelihood for his wife and himself. Or learn Torah and delay the marriage. Rabbi Hanan said one thing. Shmuel said one thing. Rabbi Hanan said, Rechaim betzavaro ve'asok b'Torah. Is that possible that you put a load over him and let him study Torah? No. Relieve him from that load, the burden of getting married. Let him learn. Shmuel said, no. He has to learn Torah b'tahara. He has to learn Torah b'tahara. If he learns Torah without getting married, his mind always busy. That's not tovel v'sheretz v'yado. What? Gemara said, you think that two different opinions are against each other? He said, oh no, they are not. They both agree. What do you mean both agree? One said, get married first, one said, learn Torah first. So dependent on the individual. If he is well-to-do man, he has money, let him learn Torah first and then let him get married first and then learn Torah. What? You have money. You don't have to worry about livelihood. But if you don't have money, don't do that first and then. That's what they say about Yaakov Avinu. We'll come to soon to read Parashat Vayetze. It's written, Vayetze Yaakov in Be'er Sheva, Vayelech Harana. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and he went to Haran. leading Yaakov did not go to Haran. After that, there is a story where he forgot about Makom and Shandin, after the dream, after this, God spoke to him. ויישא יעקב רגליו וילך עצה בני קדם till he reached Haran. He was talking to the Rahim. That means he wasn't in Haran yet. It was וילך Haran. Came what she said, יצא ללכת לחרן. Didn't say יצא ויגיע לחרן. וצעק וילך, יצא ללכת. His mind was to go. What do you mean his mind was to go? That's what he had in his mind. What do you do then? Did he go or not? He said, no, he didn't go. He wanted to go. What happened? Eliphaz ran after him and took everything. And he was going to Haran. He changed his mind. He went to Shem Ba'Aram. What happened? Why? His father sent him and told him, go to Haran. He was going to go. When he left with a lot of wealth, diamonds, everything. Eliphaz came, took everything. So well, before I was rich, I wanted to go to Haran to get married. Now I don't have the money. I have to go to Lan Torapas. No. This is Yatza Lalechet Laharan, which means all depends on the case, the individual. What's the case? Sometimes this was another. There is no question that you understand what I am referring now. What does it mean? Stages of. We are talking about Chuppah Kedushin. This is all still the beginning. What a person should do with himself or the family, what the parents should do for him. There is so much what to talk about stages of the marriage. Shidduchim, Kiddushim, Nisuim, all the laws involved with it. We are still at the very, very beginning. The thing we come to speak about Chuppah Kedushin, we are going to do it right away. In 15 minutes, 20 minutes, we say what goes on. There is, as I said, there is stages, and there is all the flavor that there is, goes with it, that we have to talk about. Ba'azat Hashem, I will continue this way, slow, gradually, to speak about what is Chuppah Kedushin later on. Now, we are still at the very beginning or before the beginning. Okay? וחדומי לעולם אמן אמן לחיים ונחשה אומר יצא החדש בחוז הקודם ישראל לפי כך ובואו למתרום סוד שנאמר ונחפש במסכו יגדיל תורה וידיע